All right. Well, our media critic comes on each week to criticize. That's what critics do, the media, both the good and the bad. And he points out corrections in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch from time to time. Dick Weiss from stlbeacon.org, also weissright.com. You have any corrections you'd like to make?
Oh, mea culpa.
How about this?
Oh, man. Last week I said the Post-Dispatch on the newsstand is 75 cents. And DJ Wilson, who is a freelance journalist in town, called to correct us.
Yes.
Or correct me, I should say.
Yes.
You weren't wrong, McGraw. It's a buck. It costs a dollar for a Post-Dispatch. And it just got by me. Apparently, about a month ago, as I understand it, the newsstand price went to a dollar. And I was wondering last night, I thought, well, surely there was an article in the paper that explained this. And I went into the archives to see if I could find it. I could not find it. I asked a friend of mine, another retiree, if he had seen that it had gone to a dollar, and he said he had not. And I talked to or emailed somebody who's currently at the paper, and I asked her if she had noticed that it had gone to a dollar, and she said she had not. Now, I called the circulation department this morning.
Did they know it was a dollar?
Well, you know, I had to be put on hold because the caller volume was so high
okay.
at the Post-Dispatch, even though circulation has gone down 6%. But she said that there was something on the front page
really?
One day that said that the price was going to a dollar. So it's a buck for a paper. And I would like to say, given the Post-Dispatch is still taking care of my health care, that it is worth a buck. And more.
Well, the Post is not taking care of my health care, and I still say it's worth a dollar.
It's worth a buck.
No question about it. I think it's still the best value in town. That, and while we're talking about it, is it now 44 cents for a stamp? Is it 42 cents?
Yes, it went up 2 cents, and I think the Post-Dispatch has been regularly telling us that it is going up 2 cents when not on a daily basis has it been telling us that they increase their price 33%.
Yes.
I know that because my wife told me I can't do percentages. That's why I went into journalism.
But still, the two best deals I think you can get is send a stamp anywhere in the U.S. for 44 cents now.
Yeah.
And a newspaper comes right to your door, or go pick it up at a newsstand, and it brings you the world.
It does.
And because the world is shrinking, it's a much
so
smaller
it was a paper.
Newspaper.
Right.
Exactly. Speaking of Lee Enterprises, how is their stock doing?
Well, did you, last Monday, I mentioned that the stock price had doubled and gone to something like 50 cents in a month. Did
right.
you go out and buy?
I did not. I'm sorry.
Lee Enterprises?
I apologize.
Well, you and I are idiots because in a week's time, Lee Enterprises stock has tripled. It's now, at least, I haven't got the opening today, but it was at $1.64, up from, I think it was 50 cents.
What is going on?
I have no idea. Nobody seems to know, but apparently some institutions, some funds are buying Lee stock, and it's going up, up, up.
How about that? Now, let me ask you this question. When Lee Enterprises bought out Pulitzer, what was that stock price?
I think that was like 40-some-odd dollars.
40-some-odd dollars
now
to $1.64.
It's $1.64, but, you know, it's just all when you get in. It's all a matter of timing. Buddy, we could have made up our all the money we lost on our 401ks in one fell swoop had we just bought last week.
What did you think of Bernie Miklos asking Albert to be drug tested more?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Albert Pujols is like our last best hope for a genuine baseball slugging hero.
Mm-hmm.
We lost Alex Rodriguez and
Manny Ramirez
and
Roger Clemens.
Clemens is a pitcher.
Right.
And so suddenly it's all on Albert to prove he's innocent. Now, the comparison I make is, you know, there are a lot of congressmen and politicians who are fooling around on their wives. Does Barack Obama have to prove that he's not fooling around on his wife?
Right.
You know, I think it's unfair to put that on Albert. Now, this wasn't just Bernie. Alvin Reed in the Beacon today has a column pretty much saying the same thing, that Albert ought to step up and call for more stringent controls and, you know, submit to them himself. But, I don't think you should have to prove you're innocent.
But here's what I don't understand. And I'm in Albert's camp. Albert's a friend of mine. He's been on the show numerous times. He came out before the season started and in a cover story in Sports Illustrated basically said, you can trust me.
Right.
How much more do these journalists, and I like Alvin Reed and I like Bernie Miklos, how much more do you want Albert to do? He stood on the cover of a national sports magazine and said, trust me, I'm clean.
Well, and Bernie was embarrassed, really. And I think the whole Post-Dispatch sports department was embarrassed when Mark McGwire turned out to be not, you know, the slugger, the physical specimen that he said he was.
The clean, perfect boy next door attitude.
It was left to other journalists to dig this up.
Right.
So I say to the journalists here in town, if you think Albert is not clean, you know, prove it.
Right.
It's up. It's on you. It's not on Albert.
Right.
Albert has said that he is clean.
Right.
So it's really up to you to look into that.
Right.
And, you know, if you have any suspicions, follow up. But don't call him out. I don't think that's right.
I agree totally. Now, go back to this for a second. You really think that the sports department was not one of their finest moments?
No, they really have not done, you know, it's great. I love to read their coverage, mm-hmm. baseball coverage, but they did not do a good job or really even tried very hard to follow up on all these stories on drug use. And, you know, La Russa and the Cardinals and in lots of different ways have been a little bit in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
And in San Francisco, there were some intrepid reporters who dug up a lot of stuff on Barry Bonds. And there's been a lot of reporting around the country, but not from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Done other great investigations on other things,
so
but
you're
not in this area.
You're not saying the 98 home run chase. You're saying subsequently these last
right.
five, six,
yeah,
seven
Yeah, there have
years.
Been ample opportunities to put reporters on this story. And find out what you can find out. Other newspapers have, not every one,
mm-hmm.
but other newspapers have. And the New York Times is a New York Times reporter is a former one. I think she left the paper, did the book on Alex Rodriguez, and mm-hmm. has come up with some interesting revelations.
Right. Is it because they're understaffed, they don't want to, or they just haven't found anything? Because, you know, you can't write something if you don't find
That's
anything.
That's true. I think it's all of it. I think that there were some attempts, I think even while I was there, to look into some aspects of this, and they didn't get very far. But you have to be, in something like this, you have to be relentless, and you have to really devote the resources to it. And you may or may not come up with something. It's like oil drilling.
Right.
You might hit a lot of dry wells.
And the resources of the newspaper have been
diminished. Yes.
So, you know, stock That's price goes from 40 to a buck.
Right. And they
do we really want to let somebody go on right. a 3-month journey to try and track something down?
I'll pay $1.50 for my paper if we can get that coverage. But, you know, the other thing that came up was that they, even as the stock price went up, their furloughs, again, in the offing for the paper. The managers are being forced to take another 1 week furlough, and the guild is being asked, because they have a contract, they're being asked for another week. So things are still tough.
Yeah. Joe Manis, we're not going to have time to get to Joe Manis, but she has a story in The Beacon, which is a must-read, about the restaurant wars between...
Oh, that was Dale Singer's story.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Between Albert Pujols 5 and Ozzy's out here
yeah.
at Westport.
Yeah. Yeah. Ozzy's apparently, there's a suit being filed. Ozzy's business has gone down. Albert's business is doing very well. Albert's, of course, a current star. And they've decided that they're not suing each other. They're suing the management of this place that I guess leases to KTRS as well.
I can't win for losing in this one.
And it all revolves around when Albert was opened his restaurant, was it a sports bar? Because it shouldn't be a sports bar, because then it would be competing with Ozzy's. If it's just a nice restaurant,
right?
Then it's... okay, and Albert's does have a nice restaurant, but it's got about, I don't know, a dozen flat-screen TVs, and do they serve chicken wings and sliders and things like that? So it kind of reeks a little bit of a sports bar.
They might show a sporting event on those flat screens from time
so,
to time.
You know, it all depends on your definition, and so there's a lawsuit over that, and, you know, we all hope they all come out well, because we need a place to eat out here, right?
What is the best story we've never read?
Well... You grew up in New York, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, I did.
When did you ride the subway on your own, by yourself? Do you know? You remember?
Well, first of all, I had to lie and say I was going to a... I rode the Long Island Expressway when I was about 12 or 13,
well,
but it wasn't a subway until I was maybe 16, but I had to lie every time to do it. And I would lie to go to the ball games.
Who did you lie to?
My parents.
Your parents?
My mother.
Oh, you said you're going out and all of a sudden you're on the train?
Right. Well, I would say, yeah, we're going with Joey's parents to the game.
Well,
and so,
there was a journalist. I don't even remember this story. It got by me again, just like this the price increase. But journalist Lenore Skenazy allowed her 9-year-old to ride the New York City subway by himself.
Mm-hmm.
And it got out and caused a great stir.
Right.
And she has now written a book. She says she has no regrets about he came back safe.
Right.
And he's still riding the train, riding the rails. And it's one of the best stories you've never read.
And we can find that
on the website.
Weisswright.com.
Weisswright.com. It was in The Week, which is a very interesting little magazine. I don't know if you've seen it, that summarizes the news from all over.
The Weisswright.com, Weisswright.com. Also, STLBeacon.org, STLBeacon.org. Joe Manis will have continuing coverage of Carl Rove's visit to St. Louis.
Yeah, this afternoon.
How about
and
that?
He's going to be picketed.
STLBeacon.org. That's a site you have to check out on a daily basis. Also, Weisswright.com. Thanks, Dick.
Okay.
8:48. We'll check in with Mike Shannon next on the Big 550 KTRS.